Crowds to Three, a template for Christ-centered evangelization using the Prayer, Care, Share approach, presented by the Office of Evangelization of the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas. Part 1. How did Jesus evangelize? In the Gospels, Jesus evangelizes four distinct groups. The way Jesus identified and formed each group is a clear model for evangelization. Jesus and his model provide the template for shaping evangelization efforts today. Here are the four groups. Jesus and the crowds, efforts to reach the multitudes. The world. Great crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and addressed them. Luke chapter 14, verse 25. Jesus and the 72, efforts to engage the committed followers. Disciples. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus and the 12, efforts to form a group of disciples. Apostles. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. Jesus and the 3, efforts to intentionally mentor particular disciples. Peter, James, and John. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Crowds to Three, model of evangelization. The mission of the church is to make disciples. Jesus is the model. However, the way Jesus made disciples can seem counterintuitive. Jesus invested in a few, more than in the many. A robust investment in just one disciple can change the world. As Jesus proclaimed, "The seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. The Crowds to Three model consists of, first, energy and resources. How evangelization efforts are typically evaluated. From the most energy and resources to the least energy and resources. Jesus started with the crowds, the 72, then the 12, then the 3. Secondly, time and formation. How Jesus invested in each distinct group, from the least time and formation to the most time and formation. Jesus spent the least time and formation with the crowds, then the 72, then the 12, and he spent the most time and formation with the 3. Finally, fruitful multiplication. How evangelization efforts should be evaluated. From the least apparent fruitful multiplication to the most apparently fruitful multiplication. The fruit of our efforts may be more apparent when we focus, as Jesus did, on personal relationships. He taught the crowds. He taught the 72. He taught the 12. And he taught the 3. With the 3 being uniquely fruitful. Our next part is personal evangelization efforts, becoming more intentional. Individual evangelization efforts should reflect how Jesus evangelized. This attempts to highlight the main aspects of living out a personal apostolate of evangelization according to the Crowds to Three model, while keeping prayer, care, share in mind. Making disciples is not someone else's job. Each disciple of Jesus Christ is called to participate in the mission of making disciples. As we think through our evangelization efforts, we begin with the crowds. Every disciple should invite the world to reconsider Jesus Christ. How am I evangelizing the culture? How am I reaching my neighborhood, my workplace, social media? Evaluate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being untapped evangelical potential and 10 being intentionally evangelistic. Next, the 72. The parish is the center for apostolic outreach, centered on the Eucharist. How am I fostering a culture of encounter at my parish when I participate in events, organizations, or outreach? Evaluate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being untapped evangelical potential and 10 being intentionally evangelistic. Next, the 12. Jesus chose the apostles to be a small and mighty group of evangelizers. How am I investing in a group of intentional disciple makers, whether through small faith community, Bible study, or a lay movement? Evaluate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being untapped evangelical potential and 10 being intentionally evangelistic. Finally, the 3. The disciples were called by name and equipped to go and make disciples. Who am I personally forming as missionary disciples of Jesus that multiply? Call to mind persons whom you are forming as missionary disciples. Our next section is the prayer, care, share model of evangelization. People come to God through other people. Additional detail about the prayer, care, share model is contained in the Inflame Our Hearts Convocation Leader's Guide. The first step in the prayer, care, share model is intercessory prayer and sacrifice. Ask the Holy Spirit who, when, and how in your evangelization efforts. Next, accompany persons, build relationships, and develop trust. Affirm, more than criticize, with the following groups of people. With our spouses. Really listen. Go on dates. Be attentive to love languages. Pray together. Make memories. And nurture their soul. With our children. Play together. Have adventures. Make church engaging. Nurture their soul. Pray at meals. Bless your children. With our teens. Care about their interests. Have adventures together. Make church engaging. Nurture their soul. And bless our teens. With our grown kids. Provide emotional support. Take them out to dinner. Share stories. Have warm holidays together. And bless our grown kids. With our neighbors. Be outside together and be friendly. Take chicken soup when needed. Lend a helping hand. Check on them if you are concerned about them. In our workplace. In the break room, be friendly. Pull your own weight. Listen to coworkers. Be kind and helpful. Go the extra mile. With these efforts and with these groups of people, engage in meaningful conversations that are rooted in deep, reflective listening and thoughtful questions. The next step. In your evangelization efforts, ask yourself have I uncovered in this person pain and thirst for Jesus and the need for accompaniment? If the answer is no, go back and continue in friendship and caring. As at the beginning, continue with intercessory prayer and sacrifice. Ask the Holy Spirit for continued guidance about the who, the when, and the how of your evangelization efforts. If the answer is yes, proceed in spiritual accompaniment. Which leads us to the next step. Ask the person, do you want to learn to pray? Do you want to learn about Jesus? Do you want to receive the sacraments? Do you want community? If the answer is no, continue with intercessory prayer and sacrifice, and ask the Holy Spirit for continued guidance. If the answer is yes, proceed to accompaniment, spiritual mentorship, ongoing formation, spiritual friendship, moving toward being a disciple maker. The next section is Enflame Your Heart. Here you are invited to think about areas where you plan to increase focus. This is just a thumbnail, just a jumping-off point. Ask yourself, how are you allowing the Holy Spirit to inflame your heart through Scripture, prayer, fellowship, the sacraments, and the discernment of a daily apostolate, in other words, divine appointments? Similarly, create an individual plan. Ask yourself, who are my crowds? My 72, my 12, my 3. How am I praying for my crowds? My 72, my 12, my 3. How am I caring for my crowds? My 72, my 12, my 3. And how am I sharing with my crowds? My 72, my 12, and my 3. We come now to the final section of the template, the parish or organization plan. When your delegation meets before the convocation, you will be asked to develop a parish or organization plan around three initiatives. First, Enflame Our Hearts. Lent 2020. Build a culture of evangelization. Options include distributing scripture companions, for example, Magnificat or the Word Among Us. Modeling Lectio Divina using scripture resources. Encouraging confession. Second, Enflame Our Community. Pentecost 2020. Cultivate relationships by engaging in the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Options include using the Feast of Pentecost to highlight the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Novena to the Holy Spirit. Engaging in outreach, for example, Catholic Charities, Care Portal, or Caring for Kids. Parish Twinning. Considering inclusion and adaptability at your parish or organization. Third and finally, Enflame Our Homes. Advent 2020. Strengthen the vocation of marriage and family life. Options include the Joyful Marriage Project. Prayer, care, share. Remember, you are being asked to create a thumbnail sketch in these three areas as a jumping-off point. This concludes the Crowds to Three template. Thank you for listening.